Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and happy Saturday! You know what Saturday means, right? Yeah, there's another Kids Animal Stories adventure, so right after this story, head on over to the Kids Animal Stories podcast, and let's learn about another creature. Well, today's story comes to us from Colgan. Hey, Colgan, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready to hear about the story about a day that chicken turned into a dinosaur? Me too. Let's go! One day, Fluffy the chicken woke up. Oh boy, I'm ready for today and, you know, what should I do today? I've done about everything there is to do here. Fluffy the chicken lived on a farm in the middle of a whole bunch of beautiful farmland. There were green hills and cornfields, and it was a very happy, perfect place for a chicken to grow up. But Fluffy, who was very fluffy, by the way, he always wanted to, you know, do something epic and amazing. And, you know, there was the one day that he jumped off the barn and tried to fly like an eagle, but chickens cannot fly like eagles. Nope. And then there was the other day that he tried to swim with his turtle friend, but chickens are not very, they're not as good as swimmers as turtles. Well, today he had an idea. I know what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna become a dinosaur. Wait, did Fluffy just say he wanted to become a dinosaur? How in the world is that gonna happen? Well, Fluffy, even though that sounds impossible, nothing is impossible to Fluffy the chicken. He started to think, all right, what is it that makes a dinosaur a dinosaur? What do all dinosaurs have? All right. I think all of them have sharp teeth. All right, one, sharp teeth. Got it. And number two, I think all the dinosaurs have tails. So I definitely need to figure out the tail thing. And then, what's another thing that dinosaurs do? Oh, yes, they roar really big. Like that. Yeah, okay. I gotta practice my big roar. Fluffy started working very hard. First, he wanted to work on his tail. Do chickens have tails like a dinosaur? Not exactly, so he had some work. Well, he found a big, long stick, and he cut it down to the right size and started to glue some leaves onto it to make it look like it was a dinosaur tail, which is actually a really good idea, Fluffy. All right, perfect. Now I need to find a harness to strap it on, and then I'll have a real dinosaur tail. He found some rope that was in the barn and tied it onto the tail and wrapped it around his belly. And there it was, a beautiful dinosaur tail. Well, a stick with leaves, but it looked like a dinosaur tail hanging off of Fluffy the chicken.
Yes, I did it. One step closer to a real dinosaur.
All right, now, how do I get sharp teeth? Do chickens have teeth? I don't think so. Uh-oh, Fluffy's got a lot of work to do. So Fluffy started running around the barn looking for something to make sharp teeth. And there's some wood chips over there. Those are pretty pointy. There's some rocks over there. And let's see. And then he decided on the wood chips. I don't know why. I don't think wood chips make very good dinosaur teeth, but Fluffy started pecking away at the wood chips to turn them into the right shape and size as a ginormous dinosaur tooth.
All right, it's kind of hard to talk with the teeth in my mouth, but ta-da!
Fluffy looked in a mirror and made a big smile. The wood chips were hanging out of his beak, not very well, but I guess we can call those dinosaur teeth.
All right. Well, it's kind of hard to talk, said Fluffy.
Now I need to work on my roar. One, two, three. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Wait. wrong sound. Fluffy did the wrong sound. One, two, three. Roar! It's a very strange sight to see a chicken with a stick tail taped to his bottom, wood chips hanging out of his beak, and him trying to roar like a dinosaur. All the creatures in the barn started to laugh at him.
Oh, I'll never be a dinosaur, said Fluffy.
And then one of his friends, the cow, walked over.
Hello, Fluffy. I can see that you're trying to be a dinosaur.
Yes. Oh, finally, someone you knew what I was doing. Oh, good. That means I'm close.
Well, I don't know if you're very close, but have you ever talked to the old wizard at the back of the barn?
The wizard? I didn't know there was a wizard in the barn. Why doesn't anybody tell me these things? Said Fluffy.
Well, maybe he will be able to help you, said the cow.
Fluffy the chicken walked back to the barn. Hello? Is anybody back here? Hello? It was quiet. Not a sound stirred.
Hello, I'm looking for the old wizard. My name's Fluffy, and I'm trying to become a dinosaur.
You don't say, do ya? Come on back here.
What was that?
There was an old voice, the sound of a very old man or creature or something. That must be the wizard.
All right, maybe he'll be able to help me.
Fluffy ran back to the corner where the sound was coming from.
So you want to become a dinosaur, I hear?
Fluffy looked down, and there it was. The wizard was actually a worm.
Wait a second. This can't be real. You're the wizard?
Said Fluffy.
Oh, yes. I've been around a long time, and... But yes, if you want to become a dinosaur, we can make that happen,
said the worm.
That would be awesome. How do I do? What do I have to do?
Well, you just have to go to sleep and then the magic will turn you into the dinosaur.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
And just like that, the worm bumped a stick over and it fell right onto Fluffy the chicken's head. Doink.
Ooh.
And he fell fast asleep. Have you ever heard a chicken snore? Me neither. But Fluffy the chicken, I guess, snored a lot. Well, you're not going to believe this. Do you actually want to hear how this ends?
You do?
Oh, well, it's very crazy. As Fluffy the chicken woke up,
oh, that was a weird dream, Fluffy said,
as he picked himself up.
Whoa, I'm gonna... Wait, what the...
He bonked his head on the ceiling of the barn.
How did I do that?
He looked down.
I have hands! I have a tail! And I... And I can roar!
Somehow, Fluffy the chicken had turned into a real dinosaur with little hands and a long tail and very tall and a big roar. Wow, I think that wizard worm is actually real. Who knew that Fluffy the chicken would be turned into a dinosaur by the powers and magic of a magical worm? Man, I gotta go find me a magical worm. Maybe you do too. We'll see you next time. Bye. job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Carrie from Canada, Bo and Claire from Minnesota, Ting Ting from Markham, Ontario, Liam and Lila from Suncrest, Utah, Grayson from Bend, Oregon, and Logan from Vancouver, BC. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you over on the Kids Animal Stories podcast right now. See you later. Bye.